Christopher, please excuse the tone of this letter. I know I must sound like a raving madman, but I truly can't find a proper way to put together all the thoughts that have been taking my sleep away these past days. There's a reason behind all those recent adversities. It's the mask, Christopher, it's that mask I told you about. I wouldn't believe it myself if I hadn't studied its origins on my own, but it's really the source of all my suffering. The tribe it belonged to, I must confess I didn't take the mask by appropriate means, and I fear this might have unleashed some terrible wrath against my life and everything that surrounds me. It's been over a year since I witnessed most outrageous acts of violence, and even in my worst nightmares could I have imagined, and the mask was the epicenter of it all. What was I thinking when I took it is beyond me. It was probably a vicious streak of greed, but I can see it clearly now. It represents evil, and I'm truly convinced this evil can somehow take shape and punish those who disgraced it. I did, and now I must face the consequences. I will take some more time to investigate this. I might even go back to South Africa to seek help. Although something tells me not even returning a mask could do any good. The damage is already done, and I believe it's getting worse as the days go by. Every time I walk past the gallery, I can hear some incessant odd chatter, as if something was plotted inside. And those voices, Christopher, they seem to be angry. Please, help me. Come and see me as soon as you can.